Welcome back to News Talk Tonight with Jim Richards on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Get a panel together and talk about some of the biggest news stories of the day in 15 minutes here on News Talk Tonight. And then we'll go out on our Slow News Day segment that coming up in about 50 minutes here on the iHeart Talk Radio Network. I am one of the featured iHeart Talk Radio talkers, Jim Richards. We are happy to be joined right now. You know, a lot of conversations, one of the segments that I want to do, I have so many segments that I would like to do, but what I'll tell you about those segments, without ruining anything, they take work behind the scenes. What have I been doing behind the scenes? No work. Like Ben's doing lots of work, Mark's doing lots of work. I, on the other hand, came into this show with tons of ideas. I haven't done any of them, but one of them was mental health. It's men talking about mental health because it's not that we wouldn't talk about women's mental health, but I think that men probably have a tougher time with getting a hold of their emotions and talking about things that might be traumatized. So we're joined right now by Dr. Deborah Korn, who has discovered something I think that sounds pretty neat. And she joins us right now. She is an EMDR therapist, and she's here to tell us what the heck that means. Doctor, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
Appreciate your time. So this is eye movement, desensitization, and reprocessing?
You've got it.
What does that mean?
Well, let me break it down. Desensitization refers to the reduction of distress, fear, anxiety. Reprocessing is the reevaluation or the restructuring of thoughts and beliefs and the transformation of one's sense of self relative to past traumatic experiences. It's about moving the past fully into the past. And then the eye movement component, Francine Shapiro, the developer of EMDR, a psychotherapy, accidentally discovered that purposely moving your eyes horizontally back and forth while focusing on a traumatic memory leads to a reduction in the vividness and the emotional intensity of the memory. And she developed an entire protocol for treating PTSD and other trauma-related problems using this bilateral stimulation, this back and forth eye movements. And she published the first research study back in 1989 with rape survivors and Vietnam combat veterans, and hence the name eye movement desensitization reprocessing. It's basically a memory-focused psychotherapy that's based on the idea that psychological problems are related to a failure to adequately process traumatic experiences or memories that are locked in our nervous system.
So listen, could you explain it again, not the whole thing, but when somebody would hear what you just explained, I think a certain part of it, it has been peer reviewed and you believe in this, if I could call it science, without exception?
Without exception. EMDR has been around for about 30 years.
Okay.
It is endorsed by all of the major mental health and health organizations around the world, the World Health Organization, the International Society for Traumatic Stress Studies, the American Psychiatric Association, so on and so forth. It's endorsed as a top tier first-line treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder. It's also getting a lot of research attention with regard to treatment for other trauma-related disorders like depression and anxiety. And there are over 44 what we call randomized controlled trials supporting the use of EMDR in the treatment of post-traumatic stress disorder. And actually, in a recent study, I think 2019, a meta-analysis that looked at all of these gold standard research studies, it was determined that EMDR was the most cost-efficient, not just the most effective, but the most cost-efficient of the 11 therapies that were reviewed, the 11 trauma-informed therapies that were reviewed in this study.
Okay. So this is something that would be used if somebody can, if they've been through, and I'm not speaking of myself, by the way, but if they've been through a couple of relationships where maybe people have died and stuff like that, and they're having a hard time committing, is this sort of therapy used for something like that as well?
Absolutely. You know, when people think about trauma, they often think about what we call big T traumas, right? Combat or sexual abuse or a car accident. But in fact, what we now know is that trauma can also involve these little T experiences. It could be a breakup in a relationship. It could involve a traumatic move. It could involve getting fired from a job. And people can suffer post-traumatic stress. They can suffer with symptoms as a result of these smaller experiences, or they can have symptoms related to bigger T experiences. Like you said, like losing someone during the pandemic, having multiple losses, and then having a hard time later on getting triggered by any situation that might involve getting close to someone or letting someone into their lives. And they become symptomatic or they become avoidant as a result of the fact that these circumstances in the present trigger these memories that have not been fully resolved, not fully grieved, not fully processed.
Dr. Deborah Korn is with us right now. She's the co-author of Every Memory Deserves Respect, EMDR, the proven trauma therapy with the power to heal. So if somebody's listening right now and has spent a lot of money on therapy and nothing has worked, how would they go about finding somebody who does this? Is it prevalent enough that one would be able to find somebody, a new therapist or a different therapist, to engage in this?
Absolutely. There are organizations around the world. So there's an EMDR Association of Canada that I'm sure has a directory of EMDR therapists in Canada. Here in the US, we have the EMDR International Association, EMDRIA. And I assume in Canada, it's the same, where you can go to the website for this organization and plug in where you're located and get a list of trained EMDR therapists.
Okay.
And if people take a look at our book, the very last chapter of the book gives people all kinds of questions they can ask a therapist if they're interviewing a therapist to see if that EMDR therapist is a good fit for them.
The book again is called Every Memory Deserves Respect, EMDR, the proven trauma therapy with the power to heal. Can you, I've only got about 2 minutes and I'm not sure how, if you'd be able to give an example of some of the things that you would do in EMDR therapy that might be a little different?
Well, the primary difference is from the very beginning of treatment, we're looking to identify the memories that are hanging out in someone's nervous system causing symptoms. So from the very beginning, if someone comes in and they say, I'm having panic attacks, or I'm depressed, or I'm anxious, or I'm avoiding certain situations or people, we immediately get to work in trying to float back from those symptoms. We look at the feelings, the sensations in the body, the beliefs the person is walking around with, and we float back to the first time or the worst time they experienced something like that. And for many people, that takes them all the way back to childhood. We identify a memory connected to those feelings or to that belief, and we go to work on that memory. And so that's a very different approach than most people encounter when they enter therapy and they just start talking about the current things going in their life.
Yeah.
We're quick to try to find the memories underlying those current symptoms and find that if we get things out from the roots, we get the best bang for our buck.
Doctor, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Deborah Korn, EMDR therapist and author of Every Memory Deserves Respect, the proven trauma therapy with the power to heal. We will get a round table together again, analyze the, again, Tom Hanks said once upon a time he's only made 4 good movies, said it a couple of weeks ago. We'll try to get through to the definitive list in a moment, then end the show with Slow News Day on the iHeart Talk Radio Network. I'm Jim Richards. This is News Talk Tonight.